This is PitchCast here on the Ohio Sports Gazette, and I'm Justin Thomas, talking everything about Ohio's two soccer teams. The reason I got this song playing here in the background, it is a wet, rainy day across the state of Ohio, so if you're heading out to one of those games, you better bring a poncho, because both of those teams are playing at home. So Columbus Crew will be at home against Atlanta, and FC Cincinnati will be at home against Philadelphia Union. Both those games are on 7:30. So keep that in mind if you're going out. Definitely going to need a poncho. It's going to be wet, rainy all across the Ohio state as it goes on. But let's talk about both those clubs real quick. Both teams are going to have majority of their players back after that international break. The international break really hurt Columbus. Last week, Columbus did not do well against Philadelphia Union. They lost 3-0. A very rough game. The guys that stepped in just seemed kind of out of sync. Things did not work out for Columbus. But those guys, such as Zardes and Trapp, are back. Not sure exactly still what's on the word with Stefan, who was hurt. So I don't think he's probably going to be playing tonight. So that's going to be interesting end goal for Columbus Crew. Now, FC Cincinnati, they're at home again today. They're taking on that Philadelphia Union squad that just beat Columbus. This game at Nippert Stadium, I know FC Cincinnati fans are excited to be back. FC Cincinnati was missing a whole host of folks last week in their game at New England Revolution, but those guys that stepped in did just fine. FC Cincinnati got the 2-0 win. Now, it is important to note that New England right now is kind of at the bottom of the table, so not quite the Seattle's or DC United's or LAFC's of the world, but still, for some guys to come in, step up into the role, get the job done for FC Cincinnati is very important. Now, that moves us into tonight, so I'm assuming some of those guys might be back. There is word that maybe from the team Twitter that possibly Frankie Emea may be getting into the lineup tonight, which is exciting. He was gone last week for United States U-20 international duty, so excited to see him back. We'll see how head coach Alan Koch puts in the lineup for today. As you know, it looks like FC Cincinnati is starting to come together for the orange and blue. As the squad was, it takes some time when you got a whole host of new players to figure out kind of what's the right setup and everything. And I think Alan Koch has got the job figured out now. Who's the guys that needs to be in? So we'll see exactly how that all plays out for tonight. All right, so both those clubs looking to get back into the swing of things with the full lineup. Currently at the top of the table, moving in, there is a match that was played last night, a couple going on right this instant, but both those teams were at the top with 7 points. Now, that has since changed because of Toronto's win yesterday, but the fact of the matter is both those squads are doing very well in Columbus Crew and FC Cincinnati, so the Ohio teams are doing very well. All right. Let's get to your scarf selections. It's going to be a much shorter show for today. But your scarf selections for today, one match is already finished. Toronto FC last night thrashed New York City FC. That was up in Canada. A 4-0 victory to the Reds. And I'll tell you what, I picked Toronto to get the job done in that one. So Toronto gets the win last night. A couple other games that were already happened for today, Chicago Fire and New York Red Bulls. And this one I had picked the Chicago Fire to get the draw is what I was figuring. They actually ended up getting the win. So the win draw was going to Chicago. So the Fire get a big win, 1-0 over Red Bulls. And maybe it's starting time to ask some questions about the New York Red Bulls. What is happening with this team as they have just not been as good in the forefront of the season as most thought they would? Currently sitting with just 4 points. Now, they do have, they had kind of a B squad when they went to Columbus earlier on. They have missed a match they haven't played. But they've got 4 matches in the books now. And the fact of the matter is just 1 win in total for that. So questions might be asked for the New York Red Bulls. New England Revolution and Minnesota United. This was one I was putting on New England to get a win draw, maybe a draw. Teams just don't do very well on the road. I was thinking Minnesota, the Loons, might have a little bit of a letdown. Well, they had more of a letdown than I thought, but it was a Revolution 2-1 win, so the Reds get their first win on the season. All right, games are going on right now. Sporting Kansas City at home against Montreal. I picked Sporting Kansas City to get the job done. The Blue Hell, everything going on at Children's Mercy Park. Very difficult to go and get a win. Montreal is nowhere near the win. SKC up 6-0 right now in the 83rd minute. So I'm pretty sure that Sporting KC is going to get the job done and get the win there. Another match, San Jose hosting LAFC. This one I took the black and gold of Los Angeles FC because they're just really good on the road in most cases. San Jose has yet to collect a point. This one's already in favor of LAFC, 3-0 on the road at halftime. Your games for tonight, 7:30 p.m., Cincinnati and Philadelphia. I'm taking the orange and blue, FC Cincy, to get the job done, get the win. FC Cincinnati, I think he's got things clicking. They're going to get those folks back that were gone last week for international duty. Philadelphia, I think it's going to be a very good game. I think I can see FC Cincinnati getting a 2-1 win, something like that. Think that the orange and blue will get the job done. So I'm taking FC Cincinnati for the win in that one. Columbus Crew and Atlanta United. Now, technically, the way this has worked out, Columbus Crew is at the 7-point total, and Atlanta United has kind of been struggling, so they're at 2 points. So I'm going to take the Atlanta win-draw option because just there's been something about it. Columbus Crew just not really dealt with Atlanta well. The only time I think they actually have beaten Atlanta is when they drew 0-0 and then Columbus Crew won on penalties back in that playoff, that knockout stage playoff match a couple years ago. So other than that, Columbus has just not been able to deal with Atlanta. Atlanta's had their number. So I'm going to have to take as much as, you know, I'm sure that's not going to be good for the black and gold fans are going to be up there, but I'm going to have to take the Atlanta Five Stripes with a win draw option. Hopefully the Crew do get the job done, get a win, but you never know how these conditions are going to work out, so we'll have to go with that. 9 p.m., nightcaps tonight, Colorado versus Houston Dynamo. I'm taking the Dynamo to get the win out there in outside Denver. Taking the Real Salt Lake FC Dallas option, taking FC Dallas. That's a 9 p.m. match. I'm going to take FC Dallas on the road. And then Vancouver and Seattle is a nightcap. Things get really wild in those Cascadia matches, but you know, Vancouver has yet to get a point. I'm not sure they're going to do it against Seattle. Tomorrow's match is Orlando City and DC United. I'm taking the Orlando City win-draw option. I think this is a new kind of look team for these Lions here. I'm thinking Orlando City will get a result at home against DC United. Los Angeles Galaxy and Portland, questions are definitely asked of Portland. They have not been very good in the forefront of the matches of the season so far. Obviously, they're playing all these on the road. Very tough start for the season, but I'm taking the Galaxy to get in this one. I think Zlatan Ibrahimovic may be back for the Galaxy. That was at least the last word that I heard from Guillermo Barcelotto. So we'll see how that goes. And that's kind of a wrap-up of your matches for today, your scarf selections. Reminder, get yourself a poncho if you're heading out to either the games in FC Cincinnati or Columbus Crew. Should be a really good time. Columbus Crew, I think, has the happy hour option for the fans early on. If you're going to the Columbus games, FC Cincinnati might have some posters for you at the end of the game. Try and keep those posters dry if that's the case. So keep that in mind if you're heading out. And as always, follow us here on the Ohio Sports Gazette. And check us out at ohiosportsgazette.com and here on the Anchor Podcast.